service.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, this is Jake, and I want to tell you about a brand new podcast from my company Double Elvis in collaboration with Volume.com called The Singer's Talk. This show is based on the book of the same name written by Jason Thomas Gordon, the singer and drummer for the LA rock band King Size. And just like the book, The Singer Talk podcast features in-depth, illuminating conversations with some of the most iconic singers of all time, discussing the one thing they're never asked about, their voices. So whether you're a singer or a music fan, you're going to get a wild inside look at how your favorite vocalists approach singing live and in the studio. This is a fascinating podcast. These are raw, intimate conversations with incredible artists like Thom Yorke, Norah Jones, Roger Daltrey, Geddy Lee, and so many more. Also, interviews with bandmates and producers of singers that are no longer with us, like Prince, Janis Joplin, Chris Cornell, and Nina Simone. That's The Singer's Talk. You can search for it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, you know the drill, wherever you get your podcasts. Give it a follow or check it out on volume.com/The Singer's Talk. Disgraceland is brought to you by Disgraceland All Access. Disgraceland All Access membership is your chance to support the show and get ad-free listening, an exclusive scripted episode every month, and exclusive bonus content every week, plus access to an always-on chat with me and your fellow discos. Visit disgracelandpod.com/membership and sign up today. Hey guys, thanks for checking out this bonus episode and happy new year. Before we get into it, I wanted to fill you in on all the great content we've got for you this week here in Disgraceland. All right, we got the double after party for Double the Fun. That's right. New after party episodes today and on Thursday this week before we dive into a ton of brand new episodes for 2024. Over in the Badlands feed, check out a brand new episode on Sharon Stone that drops tomorrow. And today we got a brand new episode of our kids and family show, Musicland Stories. You can find that in its own feed. That show, of course, is hosted by the great Nikki Lynette, who also hosts another double of a show called About a Girl. And we got a new episode over in that feed too. This one about Bob Dylan and Suze Rotolo. You might know her as the woman walking down the street with Bob on the cover of the Freewheelin' Bob Dylan, but she actually had a huge impact on Dylan's growth as an artist early on, so you're going to want to check that episode of About a Girl out. All right, though, let's get into the after party, shall we? Hey, discos. Need a little more Disgraceland in your life? Just a touch to get you through? Yeah, me too. This is the podcast that comes after the podcast. Welcome to Disgraceland, the after party. Welcome to the Disgraceland bonus episode, a little thing we like to call the after party. This is the show after the show, the party after the party, the bridge to get you from one full episode of Disgraceland to the other, the backyard to dig into the dirt. On this episode, we are talking about, among other things, Disgraceland in 2023, looking back, and Disgraceland in 2024, looking forward. Our rewind episode on Johnny Cash, we're going to give that some attention as well. And of course, your voicemails, your texts, DMs, and more. And as always, a whole lot of Rosie. All right, discos, let's get into it. This Week in Disgraceland. All right, we're doing something a little different. First of all, Happy New Year to all of you, okay? I've talked to some of you on text, some of you got your voicemails, talked to a bunch of you on Instagram, not enough of you on Twitter, some of you on TikTok, but again, not enough there as well. Just want to say, if I haven't said it already, if you haven't heard me say it, Happy New Year. I am pumped about 2024. This is going to be the greatest year for Disgraceland yet, I can promise you. We are doing a lot of different things, a lot of new and exciting things, got some interesting projects happening. It's a whole new year for the show that you have come to love and support, Disgraceland. I'm here for you, and I just want to say it again, Happy New Year. This week, we're starting things off. We're all getting back into it. We got our production wheels spinning. The factory is in full flex. This week, we're doing it a little bit different. We're doing two after party episodes for you, two bonus episodes this week before we get into the full episodes next week. And that's, because we got a lot to talk about. We're going to look back first. I want to look back at 2023 before we look forward to 2024. We've created a little production juggernaut over here at Double Elvis. We produce a lot of content. This year, we've produced more content than we had any year prior, at least more Disgraceland content. And I'm fairly confident just Double Elvis in general. We were banging it out. But I want to recap the Disgraceland full episodes that we gave you in 2023. 40 full episodes. 40! That's insane. We started the show back in 2018. I launched with 12 episodes. Then I snuck, I think in that same calendar year. Yeah, that same calendar year, February 2018, we did another 12 episodes. So we did two 12 episode seasons, 24 episodes for the year in 2018. We repeated that in 2019, 20, and 21, and 22. And then, you know, give or take a few, this year we jumped it up to 40 full episodes. All right. In order, 50 Cent, AC/DC, Mac Miller, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Otis Redding, Lou Reed, part one, Lou Reed, part two, Sly Stone, MC5, Skip James, Willie Nelson, part one, Willie Nelson, part two, Bruce Springsteen, Justin Bieber, Eazy-E, Jeff Buckley, Jimi Hendrix, Lil' Kim, Aerosmith, Ariana Grande, New Order, Merle Haggard, Sonny Rollins, The Velvet Underground, and then 10 episodes on the Wu-Tang Clan, one for each member. Then U2, Blondie, INXS, Jane's Addiction, Sean, Diddy Combs, and Mariah Carey. All that together makes 40 full episodes for 2023. For 2024, we're planning roughly the same amount of output. And we're doing it a little different, as I've been teasing. We're going to be talking about other artists who aren't just musicians. And we're going to be releasing those artists in the Disgraceland feed. I'll have more on this as we continue to talk here in these bars. But we're combining our efforts with Badlands and Disgraceland. It doesn't matter what the medium is. It doesn't matter what the vertical is. It doesn't matter what form of art we're talking about or what section of life we're talking about. Disgrace is a disgrace is a disgrace. What we really talk about here is interesting people, the lives of extraordinary artists and the transgressions that have fueled them, that have crushed them, that have served as incredible obstacles for them to navigate around with incredible drama. That's really what we do here. So, as I grow as a storyteller, as a writer, and as you guys grow as listeners and as part of this community, and we engage in this feedback every week, I think we should be able to talk about artists who might not be from a rock and roll band or from the rock and roll, the world of the music industry, but are pretty fucking rock and roll. Anthony Bourdain, perfect example. About as rock and roll as you get. Guy never played an instrument, guy never made a record, but just a fascinating subject that I've been dying to talk about forever. Doesn't really fit into Badlands or Disgraceland. And that got me thinking, well, shit, man, it's all disgraceful, right? Andy Warhol, same thing. Steve McQueen. Okay. You see where I'm going with this? Hunter S. Thompson. You know where I'm going. All right. So these are the episodes we have planned for next year so far. Serge Gainsbourg. Stu Sutcliffe from the Beatles. This will be chapter 9 in our Beatles series. And I don't know. I think this is it. Maybe a Pete Best episode? I doubt it. But I digress. Let me keep going here. Number one, Serge Gainsbourg, Stu Sutcliffe, Scott Weiland from Stone Temple Pilots, The Clash, Anthony Bourdain, like I mentioned, Andy Warhol, Peter Tosh, Steve McQueen, Public Enemy, Hunter S. Thompson, Lane Staley from Alice in Chains, Kobe Bryant, Basquiat, Garth Brooks, William S. Burroughs, Chris Cornell, Bob Dylan, R. Kelly, Jose Canseco, Bobby Brown, Waylon Jennings. And that's just the first half of the year. We got a bead on who we're doing for the second half of the year. Heard a lot of suggestions from you guys. This is your last chance, though, to get these suggestions in for the calendar year 2024. 617-906-6638. Send me a text, send me a voicemail. You guys are great with the suggestions, but everything I just mentioned to you, all of those names, those are already being produced right now. A lot of them are already done. They're already in the can. They're already ready to go. I'm writing the Anthony Bourdain episode as we speak this week. But like I said, that was 21 episodes that I just laid out for you for 2024 that we have planned already. And we're going to be doing about that same amount for the second half of the year. So we have some empty slots. We have a good idea on who we want to cover, but just now's the time. 617-906-6638. For those of you who are gonna, your hair is gonna light on fire, you're gonna spontaneously combust because you haven't heard me say the band name Van Halen, don't worry, it's in the hopper. It's done, actually. I don't know why it's not on this list. Probably because we're not releasing it until the second half of the year. But don't worry. Van Halen's coming. All right. Also, I want to know other artists who aren't musicians that you want to hear of. The bigger the name, the better. Okay, I see Jose Canseco on here and my mind goes to Lenny Dykstra. And I go, you know, no one knows who the fuck Lenny Dykstra is except for me and my stupid friends. So I don't know. I don't think that's not quite the type of name I'm thinking of, right? We want bigger names, okay? Even I look on this list and I look at someone like William S. Burroughs or Hunter S. Thompson. I know who those guys are. They're greats. They're giants in my world. But I want big names. I want big crimes. Let me know what you guys want to hear. 617-906-6638. Also, before I forget, we have a rewind episode from our archive coming to you this Friday. This is our Johnny Cash episode. Involves crash Cadillacs, drug smuggling, speed, of course, tranquilizers, of course, beer, and oh yeah, burning down a national forest. So if you have not heard this Johnny Cash episode, if you are new to Disgraceland, I suggest you stick around and you check this one out. You're not going to want to miss it. All right, 617-906-6638 to get your requests in on who you want to hear. Voicemail, text, also at Disgraceland Pod on Instagram, on Twitter, on TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, X. What am I forgetting? I'm everywhere. DisgracelandPod@gmail.com on email. And speaking of which, let's check out this email from April Woodall. Writes, subject, Dean Martin! Jake, I was delighted to hear you sing the praises of Dean Martin. Check out a movie called Kiss Me Stupid, where he plays himself. There is no one cooler. Thank you for all you do, and especially your great energy. Happy New Year. Well, Happy New Year to you, April. I agree. There was no one cooler. Elvis agreed to. All right, let's check out. Let's do one more. I know I got to be quick here. Let's do one more here. This one is from Jeff Cox. Subject, Taylor Mitchell. Okay, we haven't done an episode on Taylor Mitchell, but I did do a little Instagram video about this folk singer from Canada who was unfortunately killed on a hike, attacked by wild coyotes, and eaten alive. It's brutal, brutal, brutal story. This comes from, like I said, Jeff Cox. Subject, Taylor Mitchell. Message, hello, I'm a huge fan of all your podcasts, and Disgraceland is my first recommendation to people who ask for a podcast to listen to. Then I tell them to listen to all the other ones that you do. I live in Cape Breton, where Taylor was killed. She was killed in the Cape Breton Highlands National Park. There's a paved road called the Cabot Trail you can drive on through the park. There are lots of trails and beaches and such off the main road. It was one of these trails called the Skyline Trail that she was attacked. I've walked that trail many times and came face to face with a moose a couple of times. So you can get within 15 to 20 feet of them sometimes. The views and foliage are amazing. If you have any questions about the area, I would be honored to help. Thank you. From Jeff. Well, Jeff, thanks for that email. Pretty wild that you're still walking that same path where that death happened. That's crazy. Be careful. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in a flash with your texts and your voicemails. Hey, Discos, it's Jake here. Thank you so much for listening to Disgraceland. Your support truly means a lot to me, and it's because of you that my team and I are able to make this show. If you want more Disgraceland, if you want more regular interactions with me and the community of Disgraceland listeners, or if you simply want to listen to the show ad-free, go to disgracelandpod.com/membership. For just $5 a month, you can listen to every episode of Disgraceland ad-free. Plus, you'll get one brand new exclusive episode every month. You'll also get weekly unscripted bonus content, special audio collections, and early access to merch and events. There are two ways that you can support the show and become a member at disgracelandpod.com/membership. You can sign up using Patreon and listen to the show ad-free on Apple, Spotify, and most other major podcast platforms. And Patreon members also get access to all the other perks of membership and an always-on chat where I'll be interacting with you and diving deeper into the world of Disgraceland. But maybe you're currently an Apple Podcast subscription listener and you want to just tap into all the bonus audio content and ad-free listening that we're offering. We're also offering this membership as a premium channel on Apple Podcasts. However you choose to join, all you got to do is go to disgracelandpod.com/membership. Support the show for just $5 a month, $5, or sign up for an annual plan and get 2 months free. Come join me and your fellow discos at Disgraceland All Access by visiting disgracelandpod.com/membership. Hey, Discos, jumping in here quickly to tell you about a new giveaway that we put together especially for Disgraceland fans. Listen to this. We teamed up with our friends at Tivoli Audio and D'Angelico Guitar, two legendary brands in audio, to award one of you a prize pack that includes the all-new Tivoli Audio songbook paired with a limited edition D'Angelico electric guitar. The songbook is an incredible vintage-inspired sound system, and you can plug your D'Angelico guitar right into it. It's also got an analog EQ and a 10-hour rechargeable battery so you can take your music and your favorite podcast anywhere. Go to disgracelandcontest.com to see the prize pack and drop your email address to enter for free. Must be a U.S. resident to win. Visit disgracelandcontest.com for full details. That's disgracelandcontest.com. Rock and roll. All right, we are back and I answer some texts here. This one from the 760. Hey, just listen to the Beach Boys episodes, then the bonus. So glad you have been enlightened to the bullshit that is Helter Skelter and the Genius of Chaos, the book. Tom O'Neill, that's the author of Chaos that the 760 is talking about, was on Joe Rogan. Go to YouTube and search. I know how to find the Joe Rogan podcast, but I appreciate it, 760. 760 goes on to say he's working on book two and there will be a Netflix doc. I'm aware of that. With Errol Morris. I know this. I suggest you read The Manson File by Nicholas Schreck to really have your mind blown about the Manson stuff, especially the cover-up and the sham that the trial was. All right. Happy to hear that there's other people out there in the world, like myself, who are hip to the real Helter Skelter story. I was not hip to it when we produced those Beach Boys episodes. I was still on that Helter Skelter train. But can you blame me? Can you? Can you blame me? Don't blame me. It wasn't until I read Chaos, all right? Go read Chaos. Go read Chaos. All right, this one from the 410. Writes in, so whatever you decide about combining Badlands and Disgraceland will be fine. I listen no matter what, but having to keep track of fewer podcasts would be great. What were you saying about Chaos versus Helter Skelter? It really hits on exactly what you do for us. You get the real story about these artists out there in a way that is not only entertaining, but based on facts and evidence. No one needs to hear the urban legends again about how Mama Cass choked on a ham sandwich or that Michael Hutchence accidentally died during autoerotic asphyxiation. Even when the storytelling style is from a more creative point of view, the facts are real. That's probably the thing I most appreciate. And all these stories that you tell, these people may be famous, but they are human. Well, thank you, 410. I really appreciate that. And that's kind of how I'm thinking about it as well. They're all just human stories, and we're here to tell them in the most entertaining and dramatic way possible using this exciting, cool shit medium known as podcasting. Stoked that you're down with combining the feeds. I'll have more on that in the coming weeks. The 541 writes in, just listening to yesterday's after party, you recommended Alphonse Mouzon, Funky Snakefoot. I've heard that before. I'll have to search through my dad's album collection because I am sure I have that album on vinyl. Yes, Alphonse Mouzon. Was that the guy's name? I remember Funky Snakefoot. Fucking great. Also, someone, I don't know if I talked about it in an after party, guys, or if I was talking about it on social media or something. Clarence Reed, and I believe the song is called The Winter. It's a Christmas song that I got obsessed with. I think that's the name of it. Over the last couple weeks, I should remember it. I listened to it enough, but I drank a lot of bourbon over the break as well. I can remember the song. And again, Clarence Reed. No, it was my dad. My dad told me this. And I was telling him about the song. And my dad, who knows way more about music than I do, told me that Clarence Reed is Blowfly. Blowfly! I didn't know that. You guys know who Blowfly is? Check that out if you don't know. Check out Blowfly and then check out Clarence Reed. Check out the music, all right? So then I'm watching Bourdain because I'm writing this Bourdain episode. I'm doing this research. And I find out that Clarence Reed, Blowfly, is from Florida, which I did not know. Not that you would care about that. But again, this guy's just popping up everywhere right now. Check out Clarence Reed. Get back to me. 617-906-6638. Did you have a good New Year's, guys? Did you have a good New Year's Eve? Did you go out? Did you do some fun stuff? Did you make out when the ball dropped? All that? 814 writes in, "Hey Jake, my New Year's Eve song is Ding Dong, Ding Dong by George Harrison from the underrated, in my honest opinion, album Dark Horse. Ring out the old, ring in the new." And as an added bonus, the video is chock full of George Harrison's unhinged sense of humor. Love the show. Longtime listener, first time texter, rock and roller. Thank you, 814. Appreciate that. You know, I have that record, but I do not know that song. I don't know it. I'm not going to lie and pretend I know it. I don't know it. You can't know every song, not even every George Harrison song on a, you know, what some would say is a seminal George Harrison album. I don't know it. An album I have. I don't know the song. I can't think of it. 862 writes in, "Hey, Jake, I have an idea for an episode, Disgraceland episode, that is. Ian Watkins, lead singer of Lost Prophets, in prison and can't wait to get out so he can reoffend. His crime, luring and assaulting young girls age 14 without remorse and a wicked cocaine habit. It's disgusting by any means. May be too egregious for you to do. You'd have to look into it. It also involves a baby at one point on video." Oh, my God. Yeah, that's too much. I can't get in there. I don't mess with the kids' stuff. I'm going to make an exception for the R. Kelly thing. That's a different story entirely. Not different. It's a expanded or bigger or deeper. I don't know what the right adjective is, but it's not just like, you know, whatever. I don't like thinking about it. I don't like talking about it. And I don't think people want to listen to me talk about the kids' stuff. That's always been my take. That's why I haven't done it. Let's check out this one from the 519. It's Mr. Mojo Rising, not rising. There's no G in Jim Morrison. Dave. Dave's pissed. Dave, we're fucking around here, man. We're not being super literal. You know what I'm saying? 424 writes in, "Looking forward to 2024 Disgraceland," with a snap of his top podcasts from Spotify, with Disgraceland in the number one spot. There you go. 603 writes in, "Jake, showed my kids the Blues Brothers when they were just 6 and 9 years old. Kind of a whoops parenting moment, perhaps." I don't know. They might be too young where it doesn't matter. Like, there's a point when your kids are, they're young enough that they don't get the super dirty stuff, but they're old enough to get the other stuff, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? 304 writes in, and I'll leave you with this text, guys. "Disgraceland times Badlands equals Jake motherfucking Brennan Land." That's your new title, so everybody knows it. Don't get no better. Appreciate you, 304, but I'm going to stick with just straight up Brennan. All right, guys, 617-906-6638. I want to know what you want to hear in 2024. All right. I got 20 more slots, give or take, to fill. Big names. Big. Let's go beyond music. Let me know what you're thinking. Text 617-906-6638. Voicemail. Same thing. Same number. All right. Hit me on social at DisgraceMPod. Going to take a quick break back after this. All right, we are back, and this is the recommendations part, the part of the show where we recommend the things, the music that is, it needs recommending. This is the recommendations part. So, over the break, I was doing a lot of house cleanup, doing a lot of organizing, And while I do that stuff around the house anyways, I like to put on a TV series that just goes deep, that has a ton of episodes and seasons, and that I've seen a bunch. And just have it playing while I'm doing my stuff. And then I kind of loosely get pulled into the narrative, but I'm not really paying attention. But there's enough of the story going on in the background to keep me semi-interested and not bored with the task that I'm having to do. But it's not distracting me either. You see what I'm saying? So good shows for this have been, in my experience in the past. The Wire has been a great one. Mad Men, another one. So over the break, you know, it's been a while. It was The Sopranos. I had to do it. I don't know. I just had The Sopranos. I didn't start at season one. I started around season four or five or something like that. I think it was season five. Basically because season six, I wasn't a big fan of season six, though I did love the final episode that everyone else hated, and not just to be a contrarian. I really loved it when it first hit. But anyways, I didn't like the whole season. I hated that whole part with Tony. Spoiler alert, okay? Just letting you know, if you haven't seen The Sopranos, it's been like 20 fucking years. There's going to be some spoilers, okay? I didn't like the part where Tony gets shot and he ends up in Costa Mesa or wherever wherever David Chase's idea of purgatory is in America. I didn't like that whole storyline, and I wanted to rewatch it sort of, kind of, not really, and see if it hit me in any way. And of course it did. And of course I like it. I love it now, actually. But it also, the reason I'm telling you all this is because there's this incredible scene where Christopher gets high on heroin and gets back into junk. And he's outdoors at this Italian festival at night after it's closed down. And it's a feast, one of those, you know, classic city feasts that the Italians do, and he's lying back on the bench and he's smoking a cigarette and he's wasted, and there's this song playing and it's so good, and it's Fred Neil's The Dolphins, and this song is just amazing. I've talked about this song before to you guys, I believe, in some capacity, and then I forgot about it. Loved that I was reminded of it again from The Sopranos. And I was like, I'm gonna look into Fred Neil. I'm gonna figure this guy out, see what else is out there. And then I thought, no, I'm not. I'm gonna ask the discos. I'm gonna ask the Disgraceland listeners. I'm gonna ask the Disgraceland community what they know about Fred Neil. So whoever among you knows anything about Fred Neil, has other Fred Neil music you can recommend to me, hit me back, 617-906-6638. Let's talk about this week's Rewind episode in the meantime of Johnny Cash. This episode is, it's one of my favorite Disgraceland episodes. I remember when we released it back in 2019, I believe. It pissed a lot of people off because it was critical of Johnny Cash. And Johnny Cash fans are, you know, they like to stand up and on their front foot and, you know, they like to yell or something. I don't know, but I don't really understand why it pissed people off. I think it was just some people don't like their artists to be criticized. And you know me, none of these guys, as much as I love them, or girls, are beyond criticism. But I also remember that this episode was the first time, I think it was the first time I tried collaborating with another writer and having them write an episode of Disgraceland, and it did not go well for either of us. We tried, it just didn't work, and I remembered it was coming up on the deadline, and I had to scrap the entire episode and write it all over myself, start to finish. Typically, it takes me 5 days to write an episode after I've done the research. I thankfully had done the research because I was, like I said, collaborating, but I hadn't done any of the writing. And then I remember I just sat down in the morning and I was like, I'm just fucking doing this. I'm finishing this, all 5,000 words or whatever it is, edited the whole thing. And it took me something like 17 hours to get done. Finally got it done, finally got it out there. Had no idea if it was good or bad. I went back and listened to it months later, decided it was good. But I had such a poor experience producing it that it's just one of those episodes that fell flat for me for a lot of years. But
I listened to it recently, and I think it's pretty damn good, and I think you're going to love it. So for a little context on this Johnny Cash episode, it was around this time, actually, early January, January 13th, to be exact, back in 1968, that Johnny Cash made history by performing a show for inmates at Folsom State Prison. You may know the record. This is in Folsom, California. The show was recorded. The record was released on Columbia Records in May of that same year. It's a big, huge part of the story. The album's first single, Folsom Prison Blues, charted on the Billboard 100 and on the country charts. It's just a big deal. Big deal at the time, back when it was first released. But a week later, Robert F. Kennedy was assassinated, and radio stations stopped playing the song because of the famous line, "I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die." Columbia Records demanded that the single be remixed to remove that line. Johnny Cash protested, but Columbia won the argument. It was remixed. The line was cut. It was re-released, and then, of course, it charted even higher. Crazy story, 617-906-6638. Your favorite Johnny Cash music, what is it? It's a huge well to dig from. All right, do you like the early Sun Records stuff? Do you like the later Columbia stuff when he finally found his way? Do you like the, do you like the gospel stuff? Do you like the later Rick Rubin stuff? What's your favorite Johnny Cash music? 617-906-6638, voicemail and text. I'm going to take a quick break, back in flash. All right, welcome back again. 617-906-6638 and at Disgraceland Pod on Instagram, X, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, wherever. I am there. Hit me up. All right, I'm here for you. DisgracelandPod@gmail.com on email. Let's recap, shall we? All right, number one, right now in your feed, this after party. Number two, coming on Thursday, another after party. Number three, on Friday, a rewind episode from the archive on Johnny Cash. Number four, over in the Badlands feed, we got a new episode on Sharon Stone tomorrow. Five next week in the Disgraceland feed, a brand new episode on Serge Gainsbourg. My number is 617-906-6638. You can call me on the telephone. You can text me. Seven, remember that no one cares about the music you love more than you do. And well, that is a disgrace. All right. My moment of bliss in honor of this week's Disgraceland Rewind episode on Johnny Cash. Me reading you the phone book from Little Rock, Arkansas, circa 1963. Three. Cave C 3116 Cypress 3-9142. Kavanaugh Anita Mohawk 3-8905. Kavanaugh Margaret Mohawk 3-4627. Cavender Joanne Franklin 5-5884. Kavanagh, Lenny, Mohawk, 3-3938. Caver, Gilbert, Mohawk, 3-28053. Caves, Jewelers, Frank, Mohawk, 2-7156. Capital, Frank, 5-8159. Kavanagh, Skyline, 3-3298.
Quit talking and start mixing.
Cut it!